today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 6th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2021. We've got a little special deal going on here this morning. I've got Kirk Finney here with me on Skype, and Kirk's going to talk to us for about 5 minutes. Hopefully tell us about the sale he's got going on right now, which I saw an email about, which I'm probably going to take advantage of. Good morning, Kirk. Yeah, Kirk, you're muted, buddy.
What about now?
Perfect.
Too many control boards at once. Sorry, guys. Little disconnect, little tech disconnect there.
Not a problem.
How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Awesome. So I'm really glad that you took the time to invite me, Tim. I wanted to talk to the folks just briefly about Water Revolution and what we do here. You know, it was about 22 years ago that we purchased our farm property, and we moved out of Long Island, New York, here to the hinterland in northern North Carolina, kind of like Tobacco Road. And the water on the property was just awful. I couldn't deal with it. It was high iron, high manganese. It had the sulfur smell. I needed to do something. I mean, we couldn't even do laundry. So I investigated, you know, how it worked with the water conditioning systems, because the local salespeople that called on me were hugely expensive and I couldn't afford it. So we decided to build our own system. And that's kind of how I got started in the water business back in 1999. And we started with a big company in 2007. We sold an electronic device, kind of like a electronic appliance that sits on the counter, called a water ionizer. And it actually took the tap water and converted it into alkaline antioxidant energized water. And we did many millions of dollars worth of sales with that company. And then we wound up selling our interest in that company in 2010, I think. And the reason was that, you know, the electric technology is wonderful. The problem is it's super expensive. Number two, you're mixing electricity with water, which is kind of a no-no. And then you've got about 1,000 different electronic parts, you know, in that device, which are all made by the lowest, you know, Asian bidder. And not to knock the Asians at all, but just saying that there's a lot of involvement in that, a lot of maintenance, a lot of expense, and you really don't get the purified water the way that you do with our systems because of our enhanced filtration. So we started a non-electric alkaline antioxidant water company in 2010, and actually launched, I think, in 11. So it's been about 10 years, and we have a whole host of different devices that we make that are very affordable. I'll give you an example. We've got an under-counter, a two-housing device using our new Direct Connect technology, which plumbs directly into the cold water circuit that's under the kitchen sink. And what this means is you've got a hidden away, out-of-the-way, under-counter unit without the requirement for a second faucet, which is huge news to a lot of folks out there that have just done an expensive kitchen upgrade. And so what happens is you can hook this unit up in about 10 minutes, and now all the cold water that's delivered at your sink is this alkaline antioxidant water. So that's called our Mod Water system. It's brand new. We're launching it at a huge discount. It's $347 right now until right after the first of the year. We encourage everybody to take advantage of that. It's a phenomenal thing. It'll be a life changer for you. You know, there's nothing like being able to drink fresh alkaline antioxidant water right at your tap. People are paying upwards of $3 and $4 at the store. Many of our doctor affiliates, we've got over 600, vend our water from their practice. They all charge fees. And this is a great thing But, you know, carrying water home from the doctor's office is not a blessing. Tends to be heavy. And in addition to that, we've got a multitude of whole house, what we call point of entry equipment. You're looking at one perhaps right behind me called the Helix Home System. This is a very, very unique device. It actually has our Helix Energizer technology built into the innards of that whole home unit. So not only do you get a digital backwashing system that's going to clean your water, but you also get the energizing benefits of the Helix Energizer built right into the device. And for those that don't know, this Helix Energizer actually creates a micro-clustered, vibrant, really organically structured water. A lot of people have seen the structured water devices. There's a number of people famous for introducing them. They sell devices like this for upwards of $2,000. Ours is about $400, and it comes built into our whole house system that you can take advantage of. So we really are super high value. We're a mom and pop, you know, family-owned company. We've been in business 20 years. We know what we're doing. We've got our own fulfillment center. We do our own trucking, truck deliveries, you know, pallet preparation. So we're excited to be working with you. And a lot of people today are really interested in our unit called the Ready Pure, which is a countertop 4-gallon gravity-fed system, which, you know, when you don't have electricity and you can't get water out of your tap because the electric is shut down, you can take pond water, street water, you know, any kind of surface water, run it through this Ready Pure and get the super clean, you know, upwards of 98-99%, according to the lab study, purified water. And we even have the antioxidant cartridges that are available for that system that can be added as post cartridges. You know, certainly not essential in an emergency, but a great feature. So that's pretty much what we offer.
Kirk, I've got a question here before you go on. So the $347 under-the-counter unit, that will not create structured water. And by structured water, are you talking about flipping the polarity of the water? Is that what you mean by structured water or not?
Sure. So what happens is the water molecular structure is actually gathered in what we call water clusters. And there's a huge difference between the geometry or the structure of the water clusters in fresh organic water than there is in tap water, bottled water. You know, we refer to that water as bulk water. The water in your body is called bio water. And this device creates a water that's a lot more akin to the body's bio water. So that's exactly what we mean when we say structured water. And you get some structuring out of our normal, what we call Alka Ampensity filtration, which is part of that mod water unit that you asked about. But it really gets jacked up and enhanced, you know, with this energizer, because this is a double helical vortex device that's pressurizable to 300 PSI. And what happens as the water passes through that pressurized vessel inside, it actually is surrounded by frequency-charged media, so it picks up a frequency charge as well. Now, our regular antioxidant media, which is part of that mod water unit, creates an antioxidant water. And what I mean by that is the water actually carries a negative electrical charge like what you would experience in a fresh-moving stream or an organic spring.
Okay. Right.
And
so it is
pretty unique.
So it's like living water. So the only way you're going to get that effect is with the whole house system. You're not going to find that really in the under-the-counter unit or the countertop unit. Am I right?
No, you're wrong, unfortunately. I hate to make you wrong, but it's kind of works in stages. So what happens is when a typical person starts drinking water from that 347 under-counter unit, it has life-changing results in their body. And the reason I know this is because we've been marketing it for 17 years before we even introduced the Helix Energizer. This is great for whole home applications. We also have a small Helix Energizer device that can be used with the under-counter ones, but it is more expensive, and people can always upgrade to it as they go.
Yeah,
well, what would that be?
These are about $400 for the whole house application. They're about $300 if you add one to an under-counter unit.
Okay. So one more question, and then I'll get out of Tim's way here. So I don't know, 5 years ago, I got one of the countertop units from James McCanny. I would have to assume that you know what it looks like. It would look like a Big Berkey or something like that. It's a large stainless steel vessel. Are your cartridges ceramic, and are they interchangeable with Berkey or James McCanny, or do you have to have a whole new unit for that?
No, the cartridges pretty much work on the BP or the British threads. Ours do as well. And so you can install our cartridges into a Berkey unit. We've got a lot of people that have purchased our cartridges just because, you know, they're pretty efficacious. We have a very finely crafted ceramic shell, and that then is filled with an infill media, which is designed to reduce a lot of the disinfectant compounds and other chemicals like fluoride that you would find in the drinking water. So it handles not only the biocontaminants, but also the chemical ones. And the lab tests are phenomenal for this cartridge.
Okay. All right. So I know you're not in the business of selling cartridges, really, but you could resupply my countertop unit with ceramic cartridges. You would be able to do that.
Yeah, I think about 75% of our pro forma is replacement cartridges. So I think I could say that I am in the business of cartridges. But anyway,
you see how I am the Ed McMahon of this show. I am here to set up your next line. All right.
Okay. Well,
Tim,
that's good.
I
appreciate that.
Talk.
Do you earn like Ed McMahon did?
But I am a beer expert, though, like he was.
Well, more than that, I understand you do a heck of a job with woodworking and cabinets.
Oh well, that's how I make my living.
There you
I've
go.
Been doing that
I've got a diesel sawmill. Yeah, I've got a diesel sawmill. We're building a kiln right now, and I've got a full 4,000 square foot shop of woodworking. But I'm sure I don't have anywhere near your skill level. I mean, it's all I can do to make crown molding, you know, for the house and that kind of stuff.
Well, look, you know, or a toothbrush for that matter. Yeah, sometimes you're just better off buying some of these things.
Not today.
Well, you got a point. You got a point. I guess you got me again. Yeah. No,
this was the case, but not anymore, right? Well, it depends.
Well,
I mean, you've got to have the capital,
down.
You know, to invest.
Apparently it takes money to make money, but it also takes money to save money. So, yeah, but lumber prices are coming down, but I think that's just temporary. I do think they're going to turn around and go right back up again.
Well, quick story. I was visiting my daughter in Kansas City about 5 years ago, and I get these Rockler woodworking catalogs. I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah.
And they had a location right there on I-70 near St. Louis, so we pulled off to it. I saw a 1x8 piece of walnut with knots in it. Now, it was kind of tight knots, but it had knots. It was surfaced four sides. I think it was 6 or 7 feet long, $65.
Yeah.
And this was five years ago.
Nothing now. Yeah, well, you should have bought it.
But that's kind of what led me into the sawmill.
Well, that would be an investment in the future. Yeah, we'll take something like that and make knife handles out of it. You know, you can make 30 or 40 knife handles out of that board.
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, they are. Rockler. Yeah, Rockler. We all have, you know, everybody here, we've all got accounts at Rockler.
That's right. Anyway, just interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how I got into the CNC thing, too. You know, I saw their Shark machine at a couple of trade shows, saw it then again there in their room, and I went ahead and I bought a ShopBot about 3 years ago. I absolutely love it, and it really does a great job. I just have to really focus and learn, you know, the software end of it. I get by, but, you know, I have to perfect my trade.
if things keep collapsing, you might have more spare time.
There you go. There you go. That is for sure. Well, anyway, you know, folks, give us a call. You know, we've got a full complement of water products, whether it's point of entry, you know, point of use, emergency products. We do custom builds. We're reps for Simple Pump, which is the best manual well pump out there in the market. And we do all kinds of stuff. So give us a shout. See what we can do for you. Is it okay to give out our office line? I know a lot of people aren't on the internet.
Sure.
Yeah, you can reach us direct at area code 336-525-1015. Again, Water Revolution, 336-525-1015. Make sure and mention this show for an additional 10% discount on everything we have.
Looking good.
All right, Kirk, right now you're having a sale, aren't you, on replacement filters?
We are. Yeah, the replacement filters are about 20% off. We are going to have a price increase before January. It's unfortunate, but we have to do it. I mean, we haven't raised our prices in 10 years. We're now paying double for the inside truck shipping that we were even a year ago. A lot of the material costs are going up greatly, so we've got to do an increase. So anybody that takes advantage of this cartridge sale right now is going to wind up saving even more as the dollar's value, you know, continues to shrink.
Do you sell those cartridges individually, or do they come in like a package of four, or how are they sold?
Well, we have packages of various filters together in quantity where you get an even deeper discount. And then also typically they're sold, you know, eaches, they're sold in systems. If somebody has this mod water system, the example there would be that the undercounter filter setup for that is about $100, maybe $110, you know, in the sale price. It goes up more. We also, the sale that we do that's happening right now, we actually do twice a year, and we do it the week before whenever the clocks change back and forth. So we do that twice a year. It's a 20% across the board discount on the cartridge, you know, the replacement cartridges. And then we do other sales throughout the year, you know, on all the equipment as well.
Hey, one more question. I know you only do 3 or 4 minutes, and I know I'm kind of dragging this out, but yeah, I think this stuff's kind of important. So for the under the counter unit, our listenership tends to be a little on the frugal side. So I'm asking this on their behalf. For the countertop unit and or the under counter unit, how many gallons of water can you run through these things before it is, a good idea to change out the cartridges?
Sure. That's kind of a moving target question because everybody's got different quality of source water. It's going to depend on that. There's temperature issues.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, we recommend filter change out in our point of use systems every year. Some people can stretch that to 14 or 15 months depending on, you know, their source water, the usage. Generally speaking, about 1,000, 1,500 gallons, you know, through one of those systems. Generally speaking, on the countertop units, it's very, very similar. The interesting thing about the emergency cartridges is you can actually scrub clean those. Now, you know, you mentioned the economy and you know, the people's wallets. And, hey, listen, everybody is broke today at a different level. And if they're not, they soon will be as we move forward. I can tell you this. That, you know, remember, you can go, you know, 7, 8, 10, 15, 20 days without food. I can probably go 40 days without food. I'm pretty heavy at this point. But I got to tell you, you can't go 3 days without clean water. And the last thing you want to do is find out in an emergency that you've got to go down to the, you know, the handout location to pick up the bottled water or whatever they're going to get. You don't want to do that. So I think, you know, ReadyPure is a very wise investment.
They're not going to give you any water at all until you get your vax. Yeah, well, okay. All right, that's pretty cool.
Great. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
We appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on, Kirk.
Yeah, sure
I'll probably
thing.
Be
Love
calling
it.
You later on today. We're in the process of replumbing everything, like I told you on the phone last night. So I may well give you a call today. Right now, I got everything under control. And one thing, ladies and gentlemen, I've noticed, I can actually feel a difference in the water after hooking up the Helix, what do you call that, Kirk? I keep wanting to
the
say
Helix, the Helix Energizer unit.
Energizer, yeah.
Yeah, you've got one of these whole house units, which is awesome. And these come
along
with the solid
with
brass
the
quick connects too.
Yeah, and I've also got the your whole house filter pre-filter also.
That's right. Yeah, we've got some great stuff.
Yeah, and I'm very impressed with before it so you, far, ladies and gentlemen.
Before you take off, give your phone number just one more time, then.
Sure, it's Water Revolution. The office line is 336-525-1015. Again, 336-525-1015. And when you call and talk to us, I'm sure Kathy will give you my cell phone. We can communicate directly and I can find out exactly what your needs are, you know, for your specific location.
That'll be fine.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys. Right, God bless.
Thank you very much, Kirk.
By the way, producer, I'm really sorry to hear about John's passing. He'll definitely be missed, and hopefully everybody will get together and reach out to support, you know, RBN in its daily activities. I'm really hoping that's going to happen, and you can count me in, you know, to that program. Just let me know.
Thank you very much.
Yep, sure thing.
All right. You have a good one, buddy.
You too. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be going to a break here momentarily. When we come back, Rick's got some information to put out. I've got a little bit of news to put out. I don't know if Lori has anything to put out or not, but she may well. Anyway, we'll be back in three, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, did you have anything you needed to talk about?
Oh, yeah, Tim, did you, yeah, I want to talk about the ivermectin, the Indian, I'm talking Eastern Indian, Hindu, ivermectin study. It's just absolutely fascinating. I am a volunteer participant in it for the moment. Until they can find me a saddle, I'm just going to... Tim, did you have some news that you wanted to discuss I do this?
Yeah, there's a few things I really ought to go over. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out already, if you haven't heard it previously here in the last 24 hours on RBN, The owner of RBN, John Stattmiller, did pass away yesterday. Personal loss for me. Somebody that I really liked. One of the few people I've ever met in my life that had balls as big as mine, to put it bluntly. And boy, his were made of titanium. Man had an amazing life. He's done stuff that most people can't even dream of. So believe me, it will be a loss. I know it's a loss to everybody that works there at RBN as well as all the hosts. Talked to him about a week ago. He told me he was sick. He was very subdued. At the time, I didn't know why, other than the fact he said he was sick. But he was very subdued and very, very nice to me. But I had no idea things were this serious. But, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to miss him. From everything I'm told, RBN is going to go on. I'll be finding out more today. And I will pass that on to you next week. You'll probably hear from somebody way before you hear from me, though. Okay, with that said, folks, your prayers, please, for John's family. And I'll leave it at that. Well, folks, the powers that be at COP26, that big climate meeting they had over there with all the world leaders and noticeably with Russia and China absent, they've decided the biggest threat for our methane increasing is cattle. So, you know, like they said here a while back, meat is going to become a luxury and just for special occasions. Well, they don't know me and Ori. They don't know us at all. We'll continue to have meat. We either raise it or take it, one or the other. Right now,
you know what it is, Tim? They want you to eat bugs. They want you to eat bugs, but what they're never telling you is how dangerous bug farts are. Please continue, though.
Oh, you're right. And they're also not telling us about all the naturally occurring methane that comes out of the very deep ocean depths where there's frozen methane on the bottom. And any little earthquake that happens along, which there are hundreds of a day, it pops up a lot of this stuff loose off the bottom and it floats off and gases off. They're not saying about all the permafrost that's melting and releasing millions of tons of methane into the atmosphere because of natural cycles. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a minute.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Survival show here on RBN. All right, gentlemen.
Okay. Well, where I was going with this, just hitting a few of the news items of the day. I got to get back there. My fault for navigating away. Let me see. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as I see the headlines, I'll remember them. All right, V for Vendetta in real life, ? Mass protesters clash with UK cops in central London. Protesters wearing Guy Fawkes-style masks gathered at Trafalgar Square and burned an effigy of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Hey, Boris, I think the natives are getting restless. In this sort of a no-brainer, duh, article, history suggests that stocks won't like inflation. Well, yeah, because people won't have any money to keep throwing into the market. And right now, that's a big part of what the Fed's doing, too. So without one, the other one's not going to be so great. Let me see. There's an article on here. I read it. I'm not really going to go into it. It's an opinion piece on Zero Hedge. Yankee doodling the media. How Let's Go Brandon became a rallying cry against news bias. It's really a pretty good one, guys. Let's see. Oh, and the House finally, the House, not the entire Congress, the House finally passes the bipartisan infrastructure bill. This is where they split the bill between the, well, I'll call a spade, between the horse shit and the stuff that's actually bona fide infrastructure. What they passed was the, I think it's a little better than $1 trillion, honest to God, infrastructure. So those are some of the things going on. By the way, it hasn't passed the Senate. I'm not sure that it will. I'm very doubtful that the other one will, even if the House passes it, and I'm not sure they will, the one with all the social programs and all that. You know, the one where they're going to pay every parent, I think it's $300 per kid in advanced earned income credit. That one hasn't passed as, you know, full-time universal basic income yet. So right now it's just on a that emergency spending thing for COVID. But we'll see how those things go. But that's just some of the things going on today, guys. You need to keep your head on a swivel, being aware of what's going on in your community, your state, and the world as a whole. Okay, Rick, where do you want to start on the stuff you want to talk about? I'm open for any subject.
Well, good. Let's back up one day. Yesterday was, of course, right, November the 5th, Guy Fawkes Day.
Right.
For those of you that do not know, Guy Fawkes was a Brit. He was caught, unfortunately, trying to blow up. It was either Parliament or the House of Lords.
It was Parliament, I believe.
They cut his head off. But you know what he looks. You know his mask. It's the anonymous mask. It's the rosy-cheeked fellow with the porcelain complexion and a goatee. His poem goes like this. We memorized this years ago because I'm a huge Guy Fawkes fan. Remember, remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder. Remember, remember the 5th. Yes, good. Remember, remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know no reason why gunpowder and treason should ever be forgot. Were you singing along? Is that what you were going to do?
Yeah, but only the first part, because I always mix up the second part.
Oh, well, it's just one stanza. It's a poem that is short enough that I can memorize it. I know one other poem. It's called The Our Father, but that's, when it comes to memorizing things, that's about where I leave it. So I'm not surprised that folks showed up in Guy Fawkes masks in England. That would be expected. You're going to see Christmas trees here anytime, or should I say, 2 months ago in Lowe's. So the ivermectin study out of India. So as most of you know, India has been, what should I say, kept at bay when it comes to receiving the medications that I guess they would have otherwise used to treat COVID. So they turned to an old standard, ivermectin. And they did formal, kind of a, what should I say, not a study that would be necessarily placed in the Lancet or something like that, but it was published in their medical journals, and it went like this. So this is, you can look this up. It's pretty cool. It's by the Whiteboard Doctor, and it is called, what's it called? It's called Ivermectin and COVID-19 Prevention. And so what they're doing is using ivermectin as a prophylactic, in other words, a preventative measure. So what they did, they got about 3,000 healthcare workers in India, and the bulk of these people were, in fact, COVID care people. And so they, because it was voluntary, they got about more than a third agreed to take 2 microdoses of ivermectin 3 days apart. And when I say a microdose, I'm talking about if you get a tube of ivermectin, which is enough to warm a 1,250-pound horse, you're going to have 6 grams of ivermectin, 1.87%, which is standard. You're going to have 6 grams in there. So what these people were doing was they were taking 300 micrograms. So there's 1,000 micrograms in a gram. So they're taking about a third of a gram. Okay. So they take a third of a gram. This is let's say 1,500 people. A third of a gram one day, and then 3 days later, another third of a gram. The second group, which was rather smaller, it was more like 500-600 people, took just one dose. And then the last group, which is like 1,000 people, they didn't take any at all. And so what the results of this study was, and let's see, I don't see how long. I think they followed them for 3 or 6 months. What happened there was is that there was a significant increase in what would you call it? You can't get COVID.
Immunity.
Thank you. You're immune. Thank you. You're very helpful. The folks that took 2 doses were much more immune to COVID than were the folks that took one, and fantastically more than the people that took none. In fact, the people that took 2 microdoses 72 hours apart were 83% less likely to test positive for COVID-19. So here is my point here, okay? So we've got, as I mentioned last week, we have a equine center that is 4 miles from me because I live in a semi-rural area, and there's a lot of horses around here. Just so as you all know, ivermectin is used in other countries for many things. It can cure as 16 to 18 viruses, and they've been using this stuff for, it's an old medicine. They've been using it, I don't know, 30 years at least. Almost impossible to overdose. Yeah, almost impossible to overdose on the stuff. You would buy a tube. I was paying 15 or 16 for one of these tubes, but I found it right here, right by my house, for $8, let's say. And same stuff. In this case, I'm actually buying what's called Duramectin, which, and I didn't know it until yesterday when I took some, that it is actually green apple flavored. I guess if they put sugar in it, it would taste like pie, which would be fine. Why not? It could be a snack. So here's the deal.
That's because horses like apples.
Say again.
I said they make the green apple taste because horses love apples.
Oh, I know. They do, in fact. And so what I'm thinking is, well, to that end, I guess what you can do is when you make your apple pies, shoot a tube in there. I'm going to take two apple pies for Thanksgiving. Why don't I just fix everybody up? I'll never even tell them I did it. That way my family will be fine. So I'll just have to deliver another pie 72 hours later.
If somebody eats two pieces, they're going to run into it. They'll be disappearing in the bathroom all day.
Well, yeah, but it tastes good anyway. So I think my point there would be, you know, you take two doses 72 hours apart. It's about half of what you would put on your toothbrush as toothpaste, just a little dab. And so you take some of that a couple days apart, and not only are you worm-free, you can hardly not catch COVID. I would say, you know, the biggest Christmas gift you could give anybody is a big juicy COVID ivermectin pie, and they'll probably say it's the best thing they ever had, and they're going to be right. If you want to look at this study, yeah, a picture is worth 1,000 words. It's only about an 11-minute video, I think. It's real short, but it is very, very good. It comes from a guy called the Whiteboard Doctor. And it's called Ivermectin and COVID-19 Prevention. Just look that up. You'll have a great time. The Duramectin tastes actually pretty good. So if you can find, you can find it online. You can get it from Amazon. It's just a Duramectin standard 1.87%. Before we move on to conspiracy topics, let me do a little bit of gardening right here. Gardening and just common everyday intelligence. So I told you folks last week that elephant garlic was in fact a leek, and I opined that the stem was not trash, except normally, you know, the stem is reasonably short. The white part is reasonably short because you don't plant the bulbs more than about 4 to 6 inches down. Well,
right.
I put some down at about twice that depth. I put them down more like 10 inches, and I did that day before yesterday. I will not be seeing those until spring, I can promise you that. The other ones have already sprouted, so I've got, you know, green sword-like foliage coming up out of the ground on the ones I planted back in mid-October, which I was right on time with that. And so, but obviously I'm 3 weeks behind now, so it'll be okay, though. I mean, they'll be fine, but we won't be looking at those, you know, until March or April. But I will keep you apprised of the situation. When I harvest them, what I'm hoping, of course, is not only do I get a big elephant garlic bulb, but I also get a good solid 6 inches of leek. And make no mistake about it, these elephant garlic stems are huge. They're like, oh, man. They're like an inch and a quarter in diameter. They're anywhere from an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. These are some very, very big stems. So if I can get elephant garlic and leeks, I planted 30. So, you know, that would give me 30 elephant garlic bulbs, which is as big as a tennis ball to a baseball. And then that would give me 30 leeks as well. I will keep you apprised of all of that. Sort of thing. Thursday, I hit the Mideastern store. Now, we have a Mideastern store. You know how that goes. I mean, you know, I am probably more comfortable with Christians, but these people are very nice. I have no idea if they're Muslim or Hindu. I don't know. I'm not asking. I don't see any dots anywhere, which is unfortunate because
they might be Christian, right?
Well, actually, they might be. They certainly speak with a heavy Mideastern Christian accent. But so anyway, they just moved to this gigantic, they bought a small supermarket. This place is huge, but here's the point. Here's the point. So I went in there, and I'm setting myself up with some spices for the great inflationary spiral. I mean, let's be reasonable, and I've said it before. Spices are incredibly expensive. They're ridiculous. It's punitive, yeah. Really, and it's just going to get worse. I went out this week because we were having our first freeze, and I harvested all of the basil, all of the tarragon, all of the parsley, all of the sage, and I'll finish that up in a minute.
Okay. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosure in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What exactly you get in one of these typical spice bottles. Now, they've got the little tiny short bottles that are, 1.5 inches, 2 inches tall. And then they've got the taller ones, you know, which I must admit I tend to gravitate toward because, you know, I can't be going back to the store every 5 minutes. But so the weight on those spices varies between, 9/10 of an ounce and 3 ounces to the high side. Some things get a little heavier, like celery seed, and you get more there. But I went to the Mideastern store to stock up on spices, and what I bought was, and it comes in bags. These people, I guess I don't know why they sell spices in such insane quantities. I guess maybe the restaurants or something. But I bought a pound of cumin seed, a 3-pound bag of coriander seeds, a 2-pound bag of turmeric, which very useful for many
things. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it can be used as medicine or a spice. Most of these can. 2.5 pounds of fennel seeds. Once again, very useful. Jars of tikka masala spice and a quart of mango pickles. And I paid for all of this right at $50. Now
you didn't get hurt, so buddy.
I mean, so let's say you've got a jar of dill weed, and I think I saw that in there at like 1.25 ounces. But let's say that it's 2. So I'm getting 8 of those, 8 of those in a pound, and you're going to pay, who knows, $3.50, $4, $5, depending on which spice that is. Let's just say 4. So you're in there at $32 for eight jars. You know, it's not really cost effective to try to accumulate spices the way you would accumulate emergency food at these kinds of prices. It is more intelligent to buy this stuff in bulk if you can find it, and then pack it intelligently with oxygen absorber, or, you know, this time of the year, honestly, you're going to go to one of the big box stores, and I've said this 100 times, go get either their hand warmers or what is probably more appropriate size are the smaller ones called Toasty Toes, the ones that you're supposed to put in your boot. I just can't picture walking on these things. I cannot picture walking with a big fat tea bag under my foot, but I guess, I don't know. Anyway, those will oxygen absorb just like and are the same as oxygen absorbers. Put these things in a quart jar with your spices and put them up. That's your song, Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our Toss of the Hour break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.